Everybody needs this.
Matthew Wilder.
Hello, everyone.
We just thought everybody needs that message today.
Yeah. If you're having a bad day, Google Matthew Wilder. Ain't nobody going to hold me down and watch the video.
I suggest a live version.
I dare you not to smile.
I mean, everybody's just having fun. Probably loaded on a bunch of cocaine because this was, you know, in the 80s. And everybody looks high, but they're so happy.
They are, and they're just walking around singing the song. And Matthew Wilder, he looks kind of like he's got a huge mustache. He looks like a really bad porn star.
Yeah, but he's tiny.
Kind of he's got one of those like workout shirts like chicks wear, where it's like a sweatshirt but the bottom's cut off. See?
Oh yeah.
He's got on tight leather pants. With a concho belt.
Yeah, he is.
Matthew Wilder.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia. I love Wikipedia.
He sailed a boat to China in a little rowboat to find you. And you said you have to keep your laundry clean. What does that mean? Yeah. Ain't nobody going to break my stride.
Ain't nobody going to hold me down. Oh, no. I got to keep on moving.
That's a good message for today.
It is a good message.
That was in one of my Sunday morning for Extreme Bulls. On Snapchat, I put that out. I Googled just great 80s songs on YouTube. You just put it on the TV and just let it play.
Yeah, I love
it. You ever do that?
I love it.
Like, I forgot how good Rick Astley was and Never Gonna Give You Up.
I love Rick Astley.
That music video, he just dances nonstop for like the whole song. He's
like,
we're
going to get into
a
music one?
I don't know where we're going with this.
We have nowhere to go, but. Where we go.
But it's good just to have me and you back together. We're back rump chat. We had a phenomenal Bad Company.
Yeah, the Raw is really good, y'all. One of our best ever. But we're just set up here real quick to knock one down here on our last off day before we hammer down and finish strong here in Angelo. Sitting here at Rump's table where he has a stuffed bull.
Yeah, somebody brought me that.
A empty bag of Sonic, a Sonic drink, and a thing of Tony, is it Chachere's?
I don't know.
Chachere's?
I call it Tony's.
Yeah, Tony's Creole seasoning.
So I got to show you on this bowl. These people brought me this bowl. Because, you know, Angelo is a very rodeo where people feel like they know you and you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
So these people brought me this because they were talking about Boyd, how he always wants me to jump a bull. So they brought me this stuffed bull, but this isn't just any stuffed bull, okay? This bull here, I'll show you, actually bucks.
Whoa. Holy cow.
It looks like a stuffed animal, but it bucks.
Oh, my God.
And jumps
around.
Can
you give that to Gus?
And so they said, what y'all do is, boy says you don't jump. How do you shut it off?
How'd you turn it on?
Sit, bull. Okay, good. But they're like, what y'all do is when he says you ought to jump a bull, bring this out of your barrel, little bull here, and jump over it.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. No, it's cool. Like they give me this little bull.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very, this is a, and I'm not just saying it because I've been able to work it, but. This rodeo here is just phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you what. The craziest thing happened the other day. Can I start off with this?
Again, y'all, we have no show flow here.
This is how much people love rodeo in Angelo. So, let's see. What was it? Friday night during the rodeo. Friday night. Okay, so.
Oh, gosh. This is crazy.
I'm going into the stands during the team roping, which I've been doing a lot, but it's actually pretty cool. I really like working the stands, especially the team roping here runs so fast with Andrew Hilton just knocking them through like it's no one's business. So I'm standing there and getting ready to go up the ramp. This lady comes running down. Turn on your effing microphone and call for an ambulance. What? And you know, like, people will tell me, as a rodeo clown, you would not believe, well, you probably would, but I don't know if people, everybody, when you have a microphone on your head.
Yes.
Hey, embarrass my sister Tina, it's her 40th birthday. Or, hey, my aunt's been coming here for 20 years and wants to be a fan of the night. Like, people are always, you know, saying to say something. But this lady, she grabbed a shirt, like, kind of pissed at me. She's like, turn on your effing microphone and call for an effing ambulance. And I'm like, I said, ma'am, I can't do that. Well, because at this point, I don't know what's going on.
Which pissed her off even more.
Yeah, so then another lady came down and she's like, call for an ambulance, call for an ambulance. I'm like, I can't. You know, could you imagine if you and Boyd would have been in the arena and, you know, Junior Nogueira would have been coming out and all of a sudden, ambulance!
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. Not saying that, I don't know, but I was like, I'm like, let's find somebody. Let's find like an EMT or
yep.
an official
or a cop, somebody. You know?
So all of a sudden here come five or six dudes with a 89-year-old woman. Like, they were carrying her by her arms and legs.
And not nice. I mean, they were just, they just grabbed whatever they could and were just
jogging
with her.
Do you remember the scene from Semi-Pro when Jackie Moon gets knocked out and the commentators go, and they're just doing a terrible job of supporting his neck and spine? Like, this lady's head was falling down, and, like, they were just grabbing arms and ass and tits and just whatever they could grab, they were just...
Nice.
Well, you know what I mean. They were just... They grabbed anything they could, and they're jogging with her. So I'm standing in the hall, and they take her. Now, I didn't see this, but you and me got the recap. So they take her into the secretary's office.
Yes.
Where Amanda Corley Sanders is secretarying. And from her version, they didn't really lay her down on the floor as much as they just kind of dropped her.
Yeah, and like her head, you know, kind of hit the ground apparently. And yeah, so she's laying in between the two desks. And y'all, this is dead serious. She gone.
Yeah, her lips were blue.
She was dead. There was no pulse. It was like, I think, two volunteer firefighters that brought her back.
Yeah.
Because the EMTs are down on the arena floor on the opposite side, and this building is absolutely terrible to get around.
Yeah, it's not easy.
So they had to go, because you can't, you'd have to go either through all the back pins on the west side or through the arena in front of the bucket chutes, or they had to go all the way up around to the backside and then back around. So it was not, well, and there was only one defibrillator, and it was on the opposite side of the building where they needed to be.
Well, in the meantime, while this is all going on, so Hambone in my earpiece, he's talking to me because he doesn't see me in the arena. So he's like, all right, Rump, come on, Rump. Bail in there if you want to, Rump.
Well, we talked about how fast things are going. I was like, hey, bud, you know, hey, man, don't lay back any, you know. Bail in here.
I'm hearing,
come on.
I'm hearing Hambone say, bail in here. Start clowning. And he say that, like, right when the lady, and I'm like, there's no freaking way.
Yeah, well, obviously not knowing what's going on. Time. I feel bad, but sorry I did that too, but I did not know.
But the story gets even better. So the gal's husband, which I met her son's name's Clayton.
Yeah.
Talked to him for a while. He went to the bar afterwards.
I know.
Like, he did. He was at the beer bar. That was his mother. And I guess I talked to him the next day, and I was like, man, sorry about your mom. Oh, hell, her heart must have skipped a beat. You know how it is. No, I've never died and came back to life at a rodeo. But they called her Mama. And so, Mama's in the office, and the husband, he's an older, way older gentleman. He stops and he's visiting on the way to where she's. But I guess when you're in your, you know, if you're 90 and you've been married for 50 years, you're like, well, hell, we knew this day was coming. I don't know.
Well, and a funny thing, and then Riley, Amanda's little girl,
yes.
She comes in the room and steps over Mama. And Amanda's like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were drawing.
Yeah,
like with the judges, you
Mama's
know, drawing cattle.
But this is the level of rodeo fan. When Mama came back to life, they set her up, and all she wanted to do was get her beer and go finish watching the rodeo. Like, they had to make her.
Did not want to go to the... She was in ICU, and she was pissed because she couldn't finish the rodeo.
So
that's tough, Mama.
For all you rodeo fans out there, honest Abe question. Have you ever been such a diehard rodeo fan that you pass away during the team roping?
I mean, talking to St. Pete at the Pearly Whites.
Hold on, Pete. You the rodeo dead. Ain't over.
You dead.
She came back to life and wanted to finish the rodeo. Now, that's, to me.
That's San Angelo, man.
And I hope she comes back because I get to do the Yeti fan of the night.
If she does, I've already talked about this with the boss man, and that's, well, I'll ask Clayton if she ever comes back.
If she comes back, I would love to be like, you know what, everybody? You may think you're a rodeo fan, but Mama here.
Well, if she comes back, we're definitely having two pairs of EMTs beside her.
I think one of the, I don't know if it's like a grandchild or one of the daughters said, Mama, well, you're not supposed to be drinking beer. And she said, well, shit, I only had two. Like, so that was, you know, every rodeo that you go to, like, you think you've seen it all or like, but for some reason at San Angelo, dating back to the mannequin hump of 2015 that almost broke the whole society of Angelo.
Yeah.
Or, but I mean, you think about like, oh no, I've seen it all now. And then shit like that happens. You're like, no, I haven't. This is new.
And this is not a rump story.
No.
This is confirmed by multiple witnesses, by the report that's turned into us, that the EMTs and the police, they report every little instance. They write it down and they email it. And in that report, it says exactly what happened.
I know, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, I sure hope someone's around that can verify this story because
nobody's gonna believe me.
Where were you at, some bitch? You drinking in the locker room? You're supposed to be working? Mama died and then came back to life. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
And wanted to keep drinking beer.
Yeah. So you don't even know how happy I was. But
oh,
I heard,
my God.
I heard though, when you think about large sporting events, it happens all the time. Like they said at Rodeo Houston, like there'll be 80 people pass out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
like a day in the stands.
Yeah. When you have 70, you know, average 60 some thousand people per perf.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. We get 65,000. That's us sold out every perf. That's their average for one.
But, you know, I've never seen it. There's, like I've worked all these big rodeos and huge coliseums, and I've only seen one instance where they had to take somebody out. So, like, I guess that's why it really caught me off guard because I wasn't prepared for it, you know?
Yeah.
Get an ambulance.
Huh?
Turn on your effing microphone. I was like, oh, God, here comes a Facebook post.
Yep.
That damn Justin Rumford. Oh, the other cool thing is that I really enjoyed was, you know, when we talk about the great performers, you know, we don't talk enough about Dan James.
Yeah, he's badass.
I wish we could have got him before he left.
I know. We have so many opportunities.
Great horse
trainer.
But
we don't. Dan James is badass and a great performer. And
he had a... So he's got a dummy called Steve that he puts on a white horse. So he rides in the arena on his yellow horse and starts doing his whips and doing horse trainer stuff. Yeah. And so then Steve, this dummy is attached to the saddle and comes running in there. So if you've seen a Liberty Act Liberty Act, education time. A Liberty horse is one that's in the arena with nothing around it, like no halter, no reins, and it does whatever the horse trainer wants it to do at Liberty, but not like some of the shitty Liberty acts that you will see where it's just a horse running around the arena.
Yeah.
While a chick with her hoots out or making some weird hand gesture and they're playing the theme from the Titanic. But like Dan James is amazing. So the dummy that comes riding in, his Australian buddy named Kim is talking on the microphone, so it looks like Dan James and this dummy are talking to each other while he rides his horse with no bridle. And so he come in, and this would only work in Angelo. And, you know, we don't get into politics or anything here, but with the whole Bud Light crisis that went on, the dummy says to Dan James, oh, I was out back and somebody zippy-tied my hands to this saddle, because he's totally zip-tied to the saddle anyway. He's like, yeah, it's a couple guys with
rainbow shirts,
and they were, I didn't know what they were doing, but I was concerned because they were drinking Bud Light.
They're getting the courage from a blue can.
Yeah. And then he goes, how many people are glad we're drinking Coors or something? And I was like, oh, no. That could have been bad.
Not one email.
No. But, you
Thank
know.
Thank you, Tom Green County.
But, you know, like we said, we're not against anybody, but you in the society of things you can and cannot say.
It's called tolerance. Yeah. You know, you can do your thing. We'll do ours. But you don't got to throw it in everybody's face.
I almost got
it. You don't have to throw it in the face and you accept it or don't.
Yeah.
Or you know, get out or something like that. You know, it's. I like the meme of like they're like, how can you get something so upset on something on a tin can? And then it's the Duke boys with their car with the rebel flag on top and says,
"Well,
excuse me."
My only thing is like Dylan Mulvaney or whatever the dude's name is. That's a chick now. He's sponsored by Nike Sports Bras. Okay, he's still got a wiener. So I guess if you're going to go in, get your wiener taken off, bro. Prove it.
Like, it's a flash in the pan. I honestly and truly believe it's a flash in the pan. Well, one, Bud Light sales are just plummeting. Fast plummeting.
I don't think they realized how many
even Vince,
silly rednecks.
Even Vince, who is a diehard Busch Light man, is going to go back to Keystone Light.
Well, I mean,
the announcement's been made.
If you have,
it was on the Cowgirl Channel.
Was it really?
No. But well, they need something.
If you have a weenie, okay, you can't be a chick. And then they're saying she's a brave woman. She has a weenie. You can't be a chick and have a weenie. I mean, that's the only thing that, like I said, I'm not against the guy. If he wants to be a chick, get your wiener cut off, bro. I mean, prove to me that you want to be a chick. But, like, this guy's getting sponsored by Nike Women's Sports Apparel.
You know what? A little kid in Kindergarten Cop said it best.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
Sounded like Boyd. But anymore, you know, like you, I don't want to get real deep into it, but like I've been watching Reels, you know, I never found Reels until a while back.
Oh, I love it.
If you go to take a dump and you sit down and like 9 hours later, you're like,
your legs
crap.
Are numb and you're all dried up.
Yeah.
But you've been entertained thoroughly for 40 minutes.
You go to take a dump at 9 a.m. at 1:15 in the afternoon. You're like, what the hell happened? But, you know, these people are like talking about this whole movement. And they're like, can men be pregnant? And these are people in Congress going, yes, they can. They can't. You know, they don't want to call them mothers anymore. They want to call them birthing people. Like,
yeah,
what
stupid.
A deal. I am so glad that Gold Buckle Beer is not putting that out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you want to make a stand against
They do have court cheer on one can, so
oh,
that's
gross.
Questionable.
Yeah,
court that's cheer. Questionable.
Maybe one of Chet Johnson on there. This has nothing to do with Chet Johnson, but did you know that April is National STD Awareness Month? did you know that?
No, I did not. But why are we talking about Chet? Does that spark your mind?
It did it. I swear. I'm just every day before the perf, you know, like, and I'm looking up what national day it is.
Yeah.
I found out this on the deal, but you can't really use it in. You can't really use it in the arena. Do you know the number one STD in Tom Green County is?
No.
Chlamydia. Oh,
well, that's lovely. You're going to start out with that tomorrow night during military night? Military, my cousin was in the Marines during the first Iraq war. Was it Iraqi Freedom? Yeah, and he was a sniper in the Marines, and he said, never got wounded except I had to go take 2 shots of penicillin one time.
Well, so this is a real thing. Like, April is really that month.
April is STI, Awareness Month. That's great.
Yeah. Do you know the medical costs for these new cases are $16 billion a year.
Wow.
So with that being said,
there you go.
I'd like to introduce our new sponsor, Gold Buckle Condoms. Just kidding. But yeah, sorry about that. Usually it's, you can find like National Nacho Day or, you know, like
siblings,
slap your brother day. Like there's so many of these days.
Stupid day. It's somebody that just posts it and it becomes real.
Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, probably going to leave this out of the opening monologue here in Angelo. One other thing I love about this rodeo too is the diehards that are here. So there's some rodeos that the diehards, you know, won't have fun. I feel like they have fun here. You know, there's one old guy, which he's fine. He's like, every time I see him, he's like, I tell you what, this rodeo would be a whole lot better if you're not an announcer. Shut the hell up. You know? And I'm like, yeah, probably would. But you know what? I mean, this dude brings not just the day sheet from the day, past day sheets.
Where does he sit at?
In the corner over by where...
Maybe we'll pull his box seats.
He sits up almost on the rail in the corner where I do the Yeti Fan of the Night giveaway.
Gotcha.
And you know, the thing is, he's not just a straight-up dick, but, you know, like, he'd be like, hey, I tell you, you know, like, not, oh, no. Like, he voices his opinion, nice. And you know.
Oh, well, guess what?
Is that Charles Good?
I don't know.
Maybe it's Charles Good.
What?
Charles Good, he's from San Angelo, hates me, no big deal.
Oh.
But the action's been great. Extreme Bulls was on Easter Sunday. One of the coolest things I've seen was instead of the prayer, doing the singing, He Arose.
Yeah.
For the opening on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Because He Lives.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
That's all right. You know, it was kind of a deal of a past president and his daughter and a great guy, Justin DeLoach and Morgan, they sang the prayer. So it was, they've been wanting to do it in a while, but it fit on that day on Easter. You know, military night, it doesn't really fit, but it fit that day, and it was good. So
great bull ride, and shout out to Sage Kimsey,
Sage Kimsey, in second place, TT.
Good job for TT.
Yeah.
If you're ever having a bad day, talk to Tyler to TT. Because your day will get better.
He is. It was good to see them boys.
But it was a great bull ride.
Yep.
Stockyards. Had a bunch of that Soy El Fuego.
Yeah.
I always laugh at that when Boyd says, which this is what it means in Spanish. And you're like, dude, if there's anywhere you don't need
to
explain.
You're in San Angelo, bro. You don't have to.
Like anybody sitting in the stands going,
fire.
What does that mean? Soy El Fuego? Like.
We're 3 hours from the border, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you got to do it some places like where they, you know, like the Flying U Fiesta Del Char where they have Loopy.
Loopy. Hey. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua e Chihuahua.
Yeah.
But just, it's been a really good time here. The weather's been good. And I like the move to April because this kind of signifies that the winter is over. Mm-hmm. You know, because think about this. After this, I mean... You're almost a guyman. Oakdale went on. Oakdale
Logandale's
just got over.
This week.
Logandale, Red Bluff.
West Coast run.
Red Bluff, Redding, Auburn, California. I mean, Cowboy City now. I mean, it's the time of year when people are, you know, still have money and they can move their arms and legs. Made it through Denver, San Antonio, Rapid City, you know.
Houston, Austin, Jackson.
Lafayette.
Lots of them.
Yeah. So it's just been fun. The weather's been great. It's good to see everybody.
Well, and it's good that everything is getting worked out with the Cowboy Channel and the PRCA.
What where are we at with that?
So I don't know if they've come out with it yet, but it's announced today, which this will air after it's announced, but that I know Patrick and Tom Glaus met. Well, you know, Josh, I'm fairly certain that we'll get things worked out. That's my Patrick. That's a good Tom Glaus.
That's a very good Tom Glaus.
I love Tom Glaus. I do. Trust me, y'all, it was nervous for us because you know, in the new criteria, the Sin Shootout didn't fit that criteria. We were just shy of the $150,000 of total added money. We weren't in that area, but obviously, you know, we're top 10 in the world in a shootout one night, $100,000.
Yeah.
Plus, well, $100,000. Yeah, it's right at $100,000. But anyway, it's just,
well,
they got it all worked out, which is good.
I want to start talking, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, okay? And it's not going to hurt my feelings if you do. So check this out, because a lot of people at home were like, what's the deal with the Cowboy Channel? What's going on? Why aren't they airing this? Why aren't they airing this? So in the Cowboy Channel original agreement with the PRCA, the PRCA was to allow them 60 rodeos a year.
Was it even that? I thought it was like 18.
60.
Okay.
Yeah. So 60 rodeos were allowed for the year. Okay. So when they started putting everything on TV, everybody was like, oh my God, this is so great. Let's just air them all. Well, after, you know, a couple years, they've realized that not every rodeo is good for TV. You know, just the quality of contestants and, I mean, let's face it, there's some rodeos that don't need to be televised. And so the PRCA said, you know what, we're going to pull this thing back and we're going to go back to our original agreement of only giving you 60 rodeos to air a year. Well, that took away from all of their programming, and that is when Patrick popped up from behind the desk. And, you know, the thing about, if you haven't seen his pop-up behind the desk when he's like, I've been sitting around receiving your texts and emails, and I've waited too long. The time to wait is no longer here. We want to address this thing that needs addressing, and we will address it, and we will address it as we get ready to address moving forward in the sport of rodeo. And thank you for turning into the Cowboy Channel. And then, you know, he's got a 6-year-old daughter, 7-year-old daughter. That little girl's not a granddaughter.
Oh,
the little girl just said, it's the Cowgirl Channel. That's his daughter.
I did not know.
Yeah.
I thought that was a granddaughter.
No, that's not. That's his daughter. So,
oh, good for him.
But in his pop-up from behind the desk, he made no sense about shit.
Well, basically, it was like, you know what? Screw you, you know, PRCA, and we're going to make this out. But I get it, though. It's a fine line. They broadcast too much because, I mean, there was some rodeos that, a lot of rodeos that should not. It was just terrible quality, just not good rodeos.
Horrible.
And
horrible rodeos.
It should never have been aired. And the PRCA can't give away their content. I mean, they got it. You know, it needs to be structured. And so I get it. You know, I think all the top 10 rodeos need to have professional broadcasts.
And you guys do here. That's what I like. You've had Justin McKee and Donnie Gay.
Yeah. Matters is coming. And Joe B this weekend and Donnie again. But it's but that's a cost on us.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be that. I don't know. It's an ongoing discussion. But, you know.
They've been looking for different, like they're airing stock dogs on the Cowboy Channel, which I don't know. That's kind of cool. But they're looking for content to fill, but they don't want to pay for any content.
Well, they feel I I don't know. This is just us talking.
Yeah.
So this is
I
honestly know any inside.
Patrick's on the line. Go ahead, Pat.
Go ahead, Pat.
If I see Patrick, I'm gonna call him Pat.
Oh,
I'm gonna go, hey Pat, and then pat him in the nuts with my hand backwards like we used to do in high school.
Hey, okay,
Pat. You ever said, hey, Pat, and you hit somebody in the nuts?
Nope.
Nope, me neither.
Nope.
Nope.
Just
nope.
The capital of Thailand.
Oh, yeah, Bangkok. Okay, yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. They feel that because they've paid, you know, millions of dollars, whatever the new contract is. I know the old one was like $6 million, but I don't know what the new one was, and there's like $8 million addendums to the contract. You know, it just keeps getting changed, and so it's just a work in progress, you know. But I will say what Tom Glaus did, you know, there – we get paid for our, you know, the announcers get paid so much, music directors get paid so much, and barrelmen get paid so much.
The least. Barrelmen get paid the least.
Yeah. We're the least important.
Just
kidding.
Boom.
But for their, you know, their talents, like a talent fee. Well, if it doesn't have the right feed on the Cowboy Channel app, plus the Plus app, they don't have to get paid. They do not have to pay you.
Yeah.
Well, they figured it out in the contract. And the contracts, they're correct. The Cowboy Channel is right. But what Tom did is said, I'm going to go ahead and still pay this, Tom Glaus. So the PRCA is stepping up because this is, it's a great, I mean, it's a good amount.
Yeah.
You know, when you do a, when you do those rodeos that are televised, I mean, at the end of the year, a lot of people, between 20 and 30,000.
Well.
Easily.
Yeah, I guess that's your number. I don't know.
So, but what I'm saying is, you know, kudos to Tom.
Yeah.
And to get it fixed. And he stepped up and he said, we will pay it. So that's a good thing. We're just all working through this. But what I can't stand is all the professionals. Like, our first perf was not good television. It was not. It was satellite. They lost a satellite feed. So they lost RFD. This is in Atlanta. RFD, Cowboy Channel, Cowgirl Channel, everywhere was down. And then internet issues. And then they had camera issues here because, guys, it was the brand new cameras, really nice cameras, but they weren't savvy with them yet, so they were having issues. So it was really shitty. So my first Saturday was not fun.
Because they calling you like you have something to do with it? Like,
well, no, like just, going, oh, just yeah, watch Atlanta. It. And I have bosses.
Pull the plug in Atlanta.
Well, I have bosses,
right?
You know, and we're paying top dollar for this, and it's like, what the frick was that?
Right.
You know, and rightly so. So it was that was frustrating, but worked through it, and it's been good because they don't shoot rodeos all the time, right?
Right.
You know, this isn't, you know, Houston where they, you know, their camera guys are making probably $700 a show, you know, but they're guys that shoot NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, you know.
I wish I had the money, like, to just knock it out. I mean, to do pre shows where, like, you almost have like a college game day, and you could do it here.
Like the NFR.
Yeah, like here with the right outside one of the main entrances of the Foster Communications building right here in San Angelo, Texas, is the Beer and Wine Garden. And I mean, it is packed full of hot chicks every day. There's people around. You know how cool of a pre-show you could do? I mean, almost like a like college game day, you know?
It's in the works.
But if you had the people, and you send the same personalities, and I don't mean like the person who asks the questions behind, not like Haley or Janie or anybody or Amy Sue Wilson, but, you know, I mean, if you had, I don't know, but moving on.
I get you.
You know, for rural broadcasting, they say that, so I've done some research on that, and so what I think that they need to do at RFD and Cowboy Channel is to try to put out the money to do some shows, because people saying that you read on these different things on the internet about marketing and how the rural America lifestyle is kind of a dream to a lot of people. Hence Yellowstone's kick-ass deal. Hence, there's a show, and it is so ungodly stupid, but the ratings are off the chain. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Ugh.
Have you seen that?
No, I refuse.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
I refuse.
And they just make it just unbelievably stupid. Like, you know, so why can't anybody, and I know why, because I've been a part of so many of these different TV shows and commercials, and, you know, Rick Moffitt in California, you know, and he's talking about doing all the, you know, stunt work and horses and stuff for Quentin Tarantino, and how people have it in their head, how they want something done. So, like, I wish that somebody with rural TV would make an actual reality show that's not hokey, because I'm like, Farmer Wants a Wife is all I want is somebody that knows how to cook and doesn't mind riding on the combine late at night. All right. Okay. I know a lot of farmers out there probably think, yeah, that's true. But honestly, like, in the heat of harvest, the last thing you're worried about is trying to get a hot chick in your combine, is you're hoping it doesn't break down.
You don't have time.
You're hoping it doesn't rain, and you're hoping that, you know, like all the things that just aren't real about these shows that they try to portray. Even in like when Ashley and I did our Holiday Inn commercial with the triplets, so much of that stuff, like they told me when we first agreed to it, we just want to see you being you. Cool. So I showed up to film Cody, Wyoming, 9 o'clock in the morning, pair of black Rodeo Austin shorts, Real Screen Video t-shirt, pair of shitted out tennis shoes and a ball cap. And the guy was like, that's what you're going to wear? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, well, we were thinking like maybe long sleeve shirt and jeans, like a cowboy hat. And do you have those, what are those pokey things that, I'm like, spurs? He's like, we think it'd be great if you're wearing spurs. I'm like, I'm not going to wear spurs, bro. Like, you know, in their mind, like, I don't know if, you know, mainstream media has this just ungodly dumb vision of farmer and ranchers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so stupid. So would that not be like RFD's chance, Patrick Gott's chance to get in a mainstream kick-ass TV show that was only on there, that was more of a real show than Farmer Wants a Wife, or what's the other one with the country music singer where they go out and the How to Be a Cowboy or Dare to Be?
I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
That was a long time ago.
A long, 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 long time ago.
There was another one.
What was it? Anna Birch was in it, and was that Rodeo Girl? That wasn't Rodeo Girls. No.
Yeah, it was. But there's been several.
Been Sissy?
No, that was Sissy was Urban Cowboy.
No.
Sissy, I apologize clear back to the first time I hit you.
Yeah. It's one of the best lines in cinematic history.
Buford Eugene Davis, but everybody calls me Bud except for my grandma. No,
and Allie D, Corey Melton's wife.
Really?
Yes.
See, I never watched it. I don't think I had cable when that was on, but there's been a couple of different shows like that, but they had the one rodeo show where they wanted to have the date on top of the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, like who does that? Like, could you imagine going out in the parking lot here and seeing somebody with a bottle of wine on their hay rack? You're not going to be like, oh God, it's romantic. They're going, is that guy drunk?
It'd be a little hot today.
Come on up here. Go to hell. You know, who would be, I think who would be fun to, for a show would be Stetson. Stetson and Kai Hamilton. Could you imagine them dudes just cruising around?
Man. I hung out with Kai Saturday night. We had a good time.
Isn't he awesome?
I was like, where's Stetson? He's in there talking to his girl.
It's got to be more high-pitched than that.
Yeah.
Like,
how's you doing, Bone?
Yeah.
What's up behind Bone?
That is spot on.
I love that guy. I need a gold buckle
Let's
beer.
Let's do it.
Let's take a little gold buckle beer break. We haven't done this in a while.
No. Uh-oh, I just got Rickrolled.
All right, we'll be back. My song to you, Bear Bear.
I'll always be the promise. And when you're in doubt, this is the final song of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, it is.
Take a look all around. And That's another one.
I love it.
This just makes me want to...
promise you.
This would be a good walkout song.
Oh, man.
The Promise.
Yeah, I know. I play it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Now every music director plays it.
Well, maybe we should start coming up with some walkout songs.
That are terrible.
Oh, speaking of which, I almost got everybody to say the word balls the other night.
Nice.
Here, remember yes. when I was like, how many people remember? Because honestly, 2000s... rap music sells at pro
from
rodeos.
The window to the wall.
I did it at Austin and it kind of worked. And then here, and I said, from the window. And everybody here said, to the walls. And I'm like, whoop, whoop.
That's enough.
And then they kept going till the sweat dropped down their prospective balls.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyhow, like we were talking about earlier, that I remember the one reality TV show that I did like. With Cowboys was Cord and Jet McCoy on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Now, those guys were good.
Awesome.
And if you haven't downloaded Rump Chat Raw, dude, you got to get on there and listen on the Bad Company episode. Probably one of the coolest ones we've ever done. And the cool thing about that is, too, we were talking about trying to raise the money to do the Mac Altizer Bad Company Rodeo TV show. Or not show.
Like a documentary. A rockumentary.
So why in the world, you'd think like if Patrick's got all this money, why in the world isn't he trying to do some of this stuff? Because he says he wants to do this for the Western lifestyle. Let's get the money to have Randy Kateri start doing the filming for the Mac Altizer. I Want to Be Bad or whatever.
Real quick, we got a shout out. RQ, Randy Kateri, let me tell you. If you want, and he's, let me tell you, folks, just like anything that's worth it, he's expensive, but he's worth it. He has brought a new face to the rodeo. That's the first guy, when I got here, that's the first guy I called.
Yeah.
And he, our social media, our opening videos, our, the way we did our X-Bulls opening, it's, he's amazing. So, and if you want to make your rodeo badass, that guy, I mean, video-wise, captures things that nobody else can see. Anyway, shout out to RQ. But, yes, have him make this 30. Get him and Jeff Metters together and make this 30 for 30 documentary on type, a 30-30-esque documentary on Bad Company. It'd be huge.
Yeah, and you know, he could pull it off, you know. I mean, just it would be phenomenal because that's the kind of TV shows – that we need in the rural life. We need not, I love Yellowstone, but even Yellowstone is, I've talked about Yellowstone a lot, but I mean, it is, at least it's something to watch. I've not gotten to the new season, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it may be what, it, you know, they said, in the days of, Happy Days, when they went to like their 14th season or something,
yeah,
they ran out of shit to do. So that's when Fonzie jumped the shark.
Yeah,
remember that? Like, yeah, hey. And they're like, Fonzie, you can't water ski good enough to jump a shark, and he's out in his boat and he's got on his leather coat. You ever see that?
Yeah.
So they say like when you have done a show for like a TV show or something like that for too long, you run out of things. Like, correct. When is Yellowstone going to run out of people to kill and? Like, I mean, just think about it. It's pretty gruesome. And they've killed a lot of folks. Like, it's, I mean, without bringing in new characters, because even if you watch Gilligan's Island.
You're actually, there is a rule that's going to the board of directors for the PRCA.
Yeah.
If you do not have a picture with 4EJ Smith, you are actually not a full-fledged member of the PRCA.
Everybody.
And you actually owe an extra $10 on top of your insurance for each until you get a picture with 4EJ Smith.
Let's talk about that real quick. What is it about Facebook, like when people take pictures with celebrities and then they try to act like they've been hanging out for years? You know, like...
My boy 4E.
Just bumped into my boy 4E here at the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
You actually did.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
You know, I've told everybody that. No one believes me that.
I believe you.
Well, you were there, but the funniest thing was 4E, he had, like, outside his door, like, three 30 packs of empty beer. And I went, remember that morning, I get up that morning, I go down to Hambone Suite to visit about the what we're going to do that day. Turn around, go bebopping back, and I look like shit. No shoes, no socks, white shirt, barbecue stain.
Coffee spilled on it.
Coffee, just look like balls, and out steps El Four himself. I didn't say, how are you? what do you say? But like people take a picture with him and put it on Facebook. Yeah, just me and Four here at the Bull Riding this weekend. Like he knows you forever, you know? Which I don't know. I'm sure he's a cool dude because he does a lot for.
No, he is. There's nothing against. I'm not saying nothing against him. I'm just saying everybody.
What do you think there's more of? More pictures with rodeo announcers with their hats on their suitcases in airports?
Like who?
Jesse Knutson. He does it now just to piss me off. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm an asshole, but, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, airport. Like, rodeo people, they have to post an airport pic. Rodeo people can't go to the airport. And I was guilty, but I quit.
I was, too. I did the old dashboard picture, you know, back in the day. But I don't – and, I mean, I don't – I share things from here, you know, but I haven't – I don't Snapchat a lot. I don't have time, but I love
Snapchat.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know. My mind's not on it. My mind is, okay, is our World War II veteran down there? Is our Texas Ranger down there for the opening? Is the fog open? Are they going to shut off the AC right. So our fog rolls nice and evenly out the gate? Is, you know, I've got, is the laser audio going to work? Is I've got my mind on so much different stuff, and I'm not going to lie. It's hard. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm sitting here looking for a compliment, but, like, sometimes I think, you know what? You know.
I've overdid it.
I need somebody else. I can't. But this rodeo, the deal was made before.
What about if you get an intern?
It pays way too good.
What if you get an intern?
I am next year. For all the stupid things, because can I go off on this a little bit? And people, contract personnel, I think they forget how to survive by themselves, because I get called for everything. Hey, where can we get propane filled up? Hey, where's the nearest liquor store? No shit.
I have
Scott,
not
our
called
power
you.
Guy. I love Scott.
I have not called.
But son of a bitch, Google it. Can we get more zip ties? Go buy them. It pisses me off. Hey, can I get a cone to dump? Because we have a honey wagon that comes around. You have to have an orange cone. Hey, can I get a cone?
I never called for any of that.
Go to the office and get it yourself.
For the record, I am
sorry, everybody.
Whenever I need to ask something that I need from you, you know who I ask?
My brother.
I ask Andy. Because I figure he will know. But I think some of that, though, is like when I go somewhere, I want to ask the people who they use, because I want to do business with people, just like So Fast Signs that do your stuff here. And if you guys haven't seen the picture of me and Jimmy that's wrapped on the full door here, it's
they need to make a post about that. I missed. I saw your Snapchat, but you put that on IG and Facebook, would you please?
I will put that on. But you know, so I called the Fast Signs people about getting some Rump Chat logos. And they're going to be awesome. And because I use them, because they support the rodeo and do that. And they've been like the nicest bunch of people. I mean, came out, measured, got the stuff. So I think sometimes maybe it's not like people don't want to Google it. Like with they want to ask you because they want to go where, you know. Because the thing is, money's tight with everybody. And when you have these great sponsors, I feel like it's good if you could send a couple guys their way, you know.
So I get that. But there's a point where it's like, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, if you see a sign for Schneider Propane, okay, I'm going to go there. If you see a sign for, you know, 3D's Plumbing Septic, no, I'm going to call them. Well, granted, you know, it's free for contract personnel here.
And that's a big deal. As gross as it is, the lavish life of rodeo people that they don't show you. That, you know what?
Get your shitter dumped.
Nobody ever takes a picture of them dumping their shitter at a rodeo. They take the, you know, the airport pics and tag everybody. But, like, if you're in a trailer on concrete and you don't, you're not hooked in the sewer, and you're there for a couple weeks. When the old dump truck comes by, you got to be ready. Like, it's okay. Everybody does it.
So now I am going to. Oh God, where is it at?
Is it about dump trucks?
No, damn it! I gotta hold on. This is from a local guy, and language beware, okay? But I mean the complaints we get. My Lord, you will not believe it. Okay, here it is. All right, this okay. Hey, everybody, again, this is language sensitive, so yeah. This is not a raw. So if you've got youngins, beware, okay?
Cover your ears, kids.
Again, language beware. This was on our main voicemail.
Hi, my name is Captain Anonymous, and I'd just like to know why it seems like everybody that has anything to do with your association or anything around your association has a total lack of common sense. And the next time somebody pulls out of that fucking parking lot and decides to do 20 mile an hour up that fucking road and make me slow down the whole way, I'm going to forget I have fucking brakes. They're just going to instantly be obsolete in my truck. You seriously need to get some fucking cops or somebody out there to watch that fucking parking lot and the entrances and exits ways of that parking lot. This is bullshit. You guys are incompetent as hell. You're all fucking idiots. And I hope like hell you get run out of this town quicker than the fucking meth heads. Have a good day, dickheads.
Oh, Captain Anonymous.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, his name's James Markham. It came up on our so James, thank you there, Jimmy Dimmy. You dumbass, your name came up on our voicemail. So we know who you are.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have cops everywhere.
I was gonna say, I don't think that's
And I'm like, well, that's kind of a threat. Wouldn't you take that as a threat? I'm going to forget my truck has brakes and make you obsolete.
Yeah, no shit. Like, how's it your responsibility to make sure that people are not speeding when they leave?
And I hate to tell him, but they just did a new economic impact survey, the chamber did here in town. The last one was done in 2011, and it was $33 million of economic impact between the stock show and rodeo.
Damn.
They just redid it. $78 million of Damn. Economic impact between the stock show and rodeo to San Angelo, Texas. Now, put it in perspective. Fort Worth is $150 million. For Fort Worth, Texas, the Metroplex is one of the largest masses of people in the country.
Right.
I'm just saying, hey there, Jimmy. I think we're going to stay a while.
Why? Yeah, I don't know why he's so, but like that makes no sense. Like, he was mad about... Have you ever left any major function? Have you ever pulled out of the Chiefs games? I mean, there's nothing anybody can do. That's not incompetency or...
Yeah, but it's just funny. That's just the stuff. And God bless Brenda, our front desk gal, that everybody has to come in and tell them, basically, hey, my shitter's full. I need to dump it. And she takes their info and gives them the orange cone. She has to handle that stuff. Bless her heart.
Yeah, well...
Actually, she just said, I go, send that one to me. And she was mad. And Brenda's like the sweetest gal ever.
Well, that'll happen.
And she's like mad.
So we have a guest just arrived.
Grab that microphone. And that, yeah.
You know, while she gets ready, I will say, you know, that kind of goes back to people like that. And, you know, there's so many people that are angry in this day and age. Like, you know, we were talking to start to deal off with happy songs. You know, songs that make you happy because... You know, you got to, like we say on here, since we've got teamed up with BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com, that place is an awesome website where you can go to work on, you know, find a somebody that can help you talk to your problems. Because there's a lot, just like the email, there's people out there that have a lot of problems and you know, maybe nowhere to go. But, you know, if you want to discover your true potential, visit BetterHelp. And you can visit BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com. And / rump chat. And you get 10% off your first month. They have all kinds of different services you can use. It's totally anonymous. It's the way to do it.
Yep.
If you are angry and shit's not going good, like the caller, please.
I might call them on Monday.
BetterHelp.com. They're a great bunch of people. And I'm telling you what, you got to take care of yourself because Life is so short. So why did that guy really think by calling and saying he's Captain Anonymous and cussing you guys, did that really make his day better?
Yeah, but we've got his number. That's what's so funny.
I should call him and be like, is this Captain Anonymous?
Do you want to call him right now?
No.
That would be fun. Our guest, Amanda Shander.
We had a late guest here, and
she just popped in her head in the old camper. The old Murhow.
Amanda, so we've kind of discussed this. I want you to tell your side of Mama coming in to... Because we've
the old lady who died and came back to life.
Yeah, you can tell the whole thing. Yeah,
it's okay if I give you the full version.
I want to hear your version because, like I told Hambone, I didn't go into the office. Once they hauled her in there, I was out.
Okay, well, hello, thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, Amanda
Sanders.
Hi.
PRCA Secretary of the Year.
1X.
1X. That's okay.
So, nothing about it's funny. It's funny because she's okay.
Yeah, and her
kids
are fine.
And the way it happened in the office was, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of funny. Like, the way it happened. So, this large rush of people comes in, and they're hauling Mama in. Bonnie, I believe, was...
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Mama.
What they were calling her. So, Mama came in. They lay Mama down on the floor. It was awesome people from the crowd that knew what they were doing, but also had been in the crowd, maybe enjoying themselves or whatever. Mama got carried in, like, kind of by the shirt a little bit and laid down on the ground. And I looked over top of her, and I've never seen a dead person, and this person was dead. Like, it was the white, pasty white face, kind of bluish lips, whatever. They're trying to find... Then the husband, Papa, I'm assuming, came in behind with this cane. And there's a lady at the end of Mama that's really hollering and yelling and saying, Mama, wake up, wake up. And the guys, the paramedics were like, ma'am, she doesn't have a pulse. She's not going to hear you. And so she continues yelling at Mama. At some point, they're asking what kind of, like medical history does she have? And they said, well, her husband's standing right behind you. Now, he is not in any way panicked, by the way. He's kind of looking over trying to see what's going on. And they said...
Yeah.
So anyway, so well, there.
I think so. I don't think there's any HIPAA laws here.
No. It was in your office.
In my office. So there, the Mama's still unconscious, actually way more than unconscious, like no pulse. Somebody says, does she have any medical history? They said, oh, ask the guy behind her. That's her husband. Well, the lady who I'm assuming was yelling Mama is maybe the daughter-in-law, the son's wife. And she goes, oh, don't ask him. He doesn't know anything. And in the midst of this, he can't hear because he's like really, really old. He goes, oh, what'd they say? They go, sir, do you know her medical history? And he's looking over top of her and he goes, oh, she's got all kinds of shit wrong with her.
I was like, marriage goals.
So not concerned. In the middle of this, I knew that Trent, my husband, was up watching the rodeo and he was going to send my daughter down. And I sent him a text and said, hey, don't let Riley come in here. Like, which dead woman.
How old is she?
She's 10.
She's 10, so.
Yeah, I was like,
a lot.
Yeah, I was like, don't send Riley back down. Keep her up there. We got a dead lady in the office. Well, my husband should not even actually own a cell phone because he never looks at it ever. So here comes Riley in the middle of all this. Mama still has no pulse, by the way. And Riley just pushes through the paramedics. And, you know, she's used to walking into an office when there's a lot of people that threaten her with her life that she has to be quiet. For multiple reasons. So she takes one big step over Mama, like not concerned, pushing through the paramedics, steps over Mama. And I said, Riley Faye, you say, excuse me. She goes, I'm sorry. You always tell me to be quiet when you're drawing. She thought we were drawing stuff.
I didn't get into that detail, but I did say that. Yeah. That's so good.
So anyway, Mama basically, finally they did CPR. Mama's back up. They got oxygen on her. She pulls the oxygen off her face and she is pissed. She's mad. She's missed part of the rodeo and she wants to finish her beer.
I told you.
I love it. She's got to get back to the rodeo. I need to get with Clayton. Yeah. I need to get with her son.
I met Clayton in the hallway, and he was the next day. He's like, oh, she's fine. She's good. Yeah.
Clayton was in the beer barn that night. But what are you going to do, you know? She's nice to you. Can't do nothing. Might as well come enjoy the rodeo. She wants to be here. So
I asked if she was coming back this weekend, and he said, oh, most definitely.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeti fan Mama's of the night back. Right there.
Yes.
Seriously.
I don't know why they went to your office. That's what kind of blew my mind. Well, I guess in that hallway, there's two places you can go. You can go into the concession stand that sells the beer or the rodeo secretary office.
Well, they picked the rodeo secretary's office.
Well, I think it's the only place where you can go get out of the hallway.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people.
You know, I mean, in this terrible foyer, if you will. There's nowhere to go. Like, there's beer, concessions, and then that's it.
There's no place for somebody to die, to be fair.
Well,
but I love how she was just pissed.
Just
pissed off because she wanted to finish her beer and watch the rodeo.
You know, maybe if we all had the attitude of mama or manma, whatever the hell.
Mama.
Maybe if we all had that attitude, life would be easier.
Yeah, maybe it would.
In life, it's so easy to get upset. She could have been upset that she just died, but hell no, she wasn't upset. She was upset she had to leave the rodeo.
She's like, that's what we said before. She's like, hey, there, St. Pete, I'm sorry. I got a half-drink Coors beer down there. I'm going to go finish it. I'll be back.
Not tomorrow.
Well, I got four more perfs for this rodeo.
If she does get back, though, I think that's going to be the ultimate.
Ultimate.
I gave some Fan of the Nights away for mustaches, mullets, birthdays, anniversaries, first
dates.
Anything
you can think of.
I have not given away.
Well, you did say it was on Easter weekend, and she did come back from the dead. So, to be fair.
It was Saturday, the night before.
Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was Friday. Okay.
Was it Friday?
No, it was Good Friday. You're absolutely there correct. There
you go. It was a great Friday for Mama, but
yeah,
it was so a lead into a great holy weekend.
This will be something that I'll have to cherish forever.
It is awesome. It's like just adds to the folklore of San Angelo, and I can't wait till we get this new building, and then I'm just going to invite everybody because right now I tell people like I want to come down and watch. I'm like, you know, wait till we get them suites and we got a place to entertain you, and we've got. You know, I know anybody's welcome. Don't get me wrong. We want you to come down.
There was people,
right now there ain't no room.
There was people in our bathroom. Like I went to get the cooler. Like our little bullfighter locker room is right, kind of close to the entryway, and I go into the, and you can tell it's our room. Like we said earlier, there's a life size picture of me and Jimmy Lee dancing with each other.
Have you seen that? Actually hugging your waistline.
Yeah, amazing. So,
you're welcome.
So I go in there, and this lady, this mom, like straight-up Texas mom, she's got the Stanley Cup and, you know, like the big Stanley Cups, and she's got her rodeo outfit on, and she's got like a T-shirt, some saying like Johnny, Merle, and Hank. And
Rode hard, put up wet.
And I go, how are you doing? And she goes, you can't go in there. My daughter's in there peeing. Oh.
Well. Thank you.
So as I waited outside, I was like, this is awkward because – this is a bullfighter locker room, and it's like for me, Bryce, and Clay, but, you know, Josh and Tommy Pettit come in there sometimes, and, you know, so Clay's girlfriend maybe stops in there every now and then, but the thing about it is it was just so awkward that, like, I can't go into my own room because there's a random gal in there just doing her thing.
Yeah. How did she even get down there?
Oh, the security's pretty weak here.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty weak. It's a... we're working through it.
I heard also that your parking lot security is a little weak afterwards, too.
Captain,
not the phone call that you got.
From old Captain.
Oh, from Captain Anonymous. Captain Anonymous. James Markham.
I found him on Facebook, by the way.
You did?
I did.
Right now you did?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, like last week when Whitney and I were talking about
it. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What's he do for a living?
Unemployed.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Freeloader.
So you're not going to come back to the rodeo? Or?
So.
Looking for free tickets.
Yeah.
80-10-10.
Anywho, I kind of want to touch on a few things. And I know you guys talked about this on the episode that you recorded without me.
We waited for 2 hours that night, though.
Oh, man.
It was a rough night.
It was a rough night. We had horse colicking. My wife was pissed. I was not helping any. My attitude. So
no. I told Amanda, I go, let's just go ahead and record.
Yeah. So anyway, but Amanda, back in the day, Cody, Wyoming, and a bartended at the bar you would frequent.
Yeah.
I want to go right to it.
Oh, Silver Dollar?
Yeah.
The best.
I've never been to Cody. I went Jackson Hole. That's where it was. I get them mixed up.
Yo, don't get them mixed up.
No, they're two different things. I know Jackson Hole is you know, hoity-toity snotty. And snotty.
I've never been to Jackson Hole.
But there's a cool bar there. I don't know. Anyway, so Amanda, tell us what Big Bear, how was he in those days and hanging out and just like drinking beers?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll let you talk about that, but I never really got in trouble. She gave me free beer a lot, and that's what got me in trouble.
But did he ever get kicked out?
No.
No, I never got kicked out.
Really? No, no fights? Because that was in your fighting days.
No, actually, the funny thing is when there was fights at the Silver Dollar, like, it was very organized. Like, we would go outside and fight. Seriously. Like, there was
they were pretty good about, like, take it out the back door, go out on the patio. Like,
yeah, it was...
We're not going to mop you up later. Go do it later.
The bar that you fought in was Cooter Brown's, which was right across the street.
I also used to bartend there when it
did
first
opened. Did you really?
Opened.
I didn't know
I
that.
Did when it first opened.
Cooter Brown's was a dirty rotten. That's where I sucker punched that guy and then had to go into hiding.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. I sucker punched the guy, and then that's when I couldn't go to the bar. Remember when I couldn't show my face for about a month because I was afraid he was going to.
Do you remember who it was?
No, but that was a good-looking dude. He was ripped up.
Yeah.
And I hid behind the, well, it's a whole story, but.
We'll go into it.
So.
Cuda Brown's was pretty awesome, actually. It was just, it was a little, it was more the, it was the ghetto.
It was a touristy crowd.
So is this after the U.S. Smokeless Days or before?
This is 05.
So before. Middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah, I worked at, so I actually didn't work at the Dollar until after U.S. Smokeless. When I moved back home, I started working for Gail at the Dollar. But in, when I worked for U.S. Smokeless when I was home, I would go work at the Cooters.
So, for our listeners, Amanda ran a scoreboard because, you know, back in the day, it was like the best sponsorship. These rodeos would get these video screens for free, and it was the best. So Amanda ran a video screen, and that's where I first met her, Kansas City, and I was working, I was with U.S. Smokeless. And this is, God, I don't know, I was 22, 23. I was like, hey, Amanda, you want to go downtown? We're going to go to the bar. And she's hanging out with, like, Jerry Dornkamp and Scott Walton and your dad, Randall Corleone, and all in Hadley and all
there.
This. And, you know, now I'd have been, like, right in the middle of that. That's, like, a dream team of people to hang out with. And I was like, you want to go downtown? Going to the bar. And she's like, you know, I'm good.
No, you.
I was like, I wish I had the energy.
My dreams were crushed.
We tried to get you to like go 20 feet that way to the beer tent the other night, and we couldn't.
I'm
get
just
it done.
Not a bar kind of guy.
Can't even go to the wine tent.
I'm just not a bar kind of person. Like, I think about like when you were talking about the Cody days. I honestly don't know how I did it because when I was 24 years old. Every night after the night rodeo.
Oh, you went straight down to
the Dollar. Every night we went to the Silver Dollar. And most of the time we didn't get home until like 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every night. And a lot of times we went there for lunch.
Oh, the burgers. So
if you,
heart attack in one small basket.
And if you
they were amazing.
If you cashed your check, if you want a check at the Cody Night Rodeo and you cash it at the Silver Dollar, you got a free beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you go down there, $250.
I will tell you this, Gail, who still owns the Silver Dollar, who your wife worked for.
Yeah, she made a ton of money. Ashley did awesome.
Gail is a single lady who runs that bar and has for years, and she is, like, phenomenal and smart. Like, there's, you don't question her business sense.
And who's the guy that cooked, the skinny guy that was just awesome? Like the fry cook.
God, I went to high school with him. I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me. Drosh. Ben Drosh.
Yeah, Ben. So, like, some nights when it was just kind of a lighter crowd, when they'd kick everybody out, we'd all come back in, and it'd be, like, 3 in the morning, and Ben would fire up the grill, and we'd make mushrooms.
No. Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Like, Benny's
as you're,
fantastic.
As you're cleaning and everything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then you just feel like balls.
I did that, but in Sydney, Iowa. I used to do that. My buddies used to come back in, and I would just be doing my duties, your nightly checklist, if you will.
Yeah.
Someone to talk to rather than nobody.
But we were never allowed to drink when we worked there, which is, again, super smart on her part. Because
correct.
I've worked at a lot of bars where they, not only it's okay, but they promote it, and that never ends well. Third Street Bar in Laramie, Wyoming. But anyway, you couldn't drink there. But you could She didn't care when, you, as soon as you were done, you could sit back there in the back and pour all the drinks you wanted. You could stay there till noon the next day if she, if you wanted to drink, and she didn't care. So we'd always go sit and have like two or three drinks in the back, and yes, our friends would come back in and have a drink with us.
But on the Cooter Brown fight, so what happened? Like all the rodeo guys, we'd go the Silver Dollar till like 12:30, maybe 12:45 a.m. Then we'd go to Cooter's, which I don't know why, that was stupid. But remember, everybody used to go to Cooter's. Well,
you always finish the night at Cooter's.
This guy was dancing around. He had on like a tank top.
Finished off at Cooter.
Cooter Browns, CBs. Oh, I see what you did there. So anyhow, this dude's dancing around by himself. I mean, in the corner, like douchey. Like the douchiest guy you've ever seen. And he had on like tank top, and he was ripped up. I mean, he was not sound weird, but he was a good looking some bitch. He's about 6'6".
Which makes him douchey, because they spend way too much time on themselves.
Well, he had long hair. He had this long hair, and he's just, like, dancing by himself, like, doing these weird-ass moves. Like he was in the back of a Jaquan video. You remember the dudes in the back of Everybody Get Tipsy, Everybody at the Club? Mm-hmm. He would just be dancing by himself, and he just such a douche, and he kept walking by and bumping into me. And I'm like, no.
He was poking the bear.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to fight this dude. Like, I just.
I don't have to beat up Fabio.
No, I'm like, this dude's going to beat me up because, like, you know, I've been in a lot of fights. I've lost a lot of fights, you know? So he finally bumps into me, and I said, dude, you can't do this anymore. I'm like, just quit bumping into me, bro. And he flips off my cowboy hat, takes his hand, knocks my cowboy hat off. Cool. And I said, all right. I'm going to kick your ass. And he goes, come on outside, bitch. All right. So what a lot of people didn't realize is that door on the side that said don't open or alarm will sound, the emergency exit on the side, I knew that it didn't work because I'd pee in the alley instead of waiting in line. I'd use that door all the time.
Oh, why wouldn't you? Oh, yeah.
So my brother, he was not old enough to get in, so he was our DD, and so he's in the truck and in parking lot. So I called him. I said, pull down the end of the alley and keep her running. What for? I said, don't worry about what for, just do what I tell you. It's me and Sean Strickland and forget who else. We go out the deal and we hide behind this dumpster, like right by the emergency doors. They think we're coming out the front. And so this big dude's walking and his two buddies are following him. And like we said earlier, kids, cover your ears. Two guys following him are going, fuck him up, fuck him up. I'm like, oh, damn, this guy's going to F me up. I look down, and my brother's got the truck down there at the end of the deal. It's pretty cool, you know. And so, anyhow, this dude, now, I don't want to let a lot of people down. I am a good fighter, but sometimes I cheat. So, Sean, he's sitting beside me, going, you ain't going to hit him, Martin. Shut up, Sean, shut up. He's like, he's going to kick you, shut up, you know. So as soon as this big dude cleared the dumpster, never saw me. Never saw anything. I come out of the darkness, and I hit him as hard as I could possibly hit right in the face. And I dropped him. And by the time his head hit, I was at a full sprint to that alley. And I get to the alley, and we get in the truck. And I think Jordan Holland, for some reason, was already in the truck. I don't remember.
Seems reasonable.
It was a little gray, but so I jump in the truck, and I go, go, go. And you know my brother, what'd you do? I said, go. He goes, not to tell me what you did. I said, Ty, drop. About that time we look up, and this dude, now he's at a sprint. Ty's like, oh, shit. So we threw it in gear and got the hell out of there. And so I was friends with a lot of people, and Cody, you know, and they're like, hey, what about, man? So this guy was staying in town for like a month for I don't know what. They're like, man, that guy is going to beat your ass. So I literally couldn't do anything for a month. I had to wait for him to leave because
you were going
to
get.
He, like, I had these wigs that I used when I was just starting to clown when I was 24. And so, like, sometimes I wear a wig when I go out to eat. Because I was like, this big bastard is going to beat the shit out of me. But I never got kicked out. I was with Steve Smith when he got kicked out for peeing on the wall several times. Scuba Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Cooters?
No, he got kicked out of the Dollar for peeing on the wall.
Really? Yeah. Oh, see, now that's not cool. You can pee in Cooters, not there.
That's.
Do you remember Tony Marchalio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Tony dated Gail at the time that I worked there all those years. And he decided that he was going to, because the Dollar and Cooters were kind of like rivals, you know. I mean, they weren't really rivals because they both had their spot there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was starving for business.
They were close. I mean, yeah. Like right across the street.
Yeah, so like to know the antics of this, the Silver Dollar's right on Main Street. And then if you walked straight across the street, there's like a couple of buildings that are like stores. So on the back of those buildings in this parking lot was Cooter Brown's. And so Tony and Tom Newens and Hallie Newens at the time and I had been golfing all day. And Tony decides he's going to tee off from mid-bar, middle of the bar at the Silver Dollar, out the front door, up over the building, and land it like in a window or something at Cooter Brown's. So there was some drinking involved.
No way.
So he rears back and he goes and he tees off and he wasn't quite right and it went straight up and stuck in the ceiling of the Silver Dollar. And he looks up calmly. You'd have to know Tony to know how funny this is. He looks up calmly, steps back about 3 inches, does it again, whacks it over. No shit. He went up over the building and broke that right, but like the alley where you used to go pee, he broke that window going into it, up over the building.
Whoopsie.
Straight through the window.
Do you remember the singer Bobby Chitwood?
Quite well, yeah. Well, because his wife, I was in their wedding. His really? Wife was a really good friend of mine. Yeah.
There's a singer named Bobby Chitwood, and I've still got his song on my phone. It's called Beer Toast, and it's a, there's a beer for every day of the year, and there's a toast to go along with them. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that when he used to play the Dollar, that
was
pretty
fantastic.
Fun. One of the things I really liked about the Dollar, when they had karaoke nights, and like it wasn't like karaoke nights when people would just sit around, like when everybody would sit around like it's a concert and watch the karaoke nights.
Oh, yeah.
God, those were, the beers at burger joints are just different.
Good like old the frosty tall, mug.
The tall mug where you just drink to you get silly. And
I love it. I love a good frosty cold mug of beer.
Which is funny because I think that's what a lot of my weight gain later in life was from, my younger days
yep.
of eating a cheeseburger at 11, drinking 500 beers, and then getting home at 2 a.m. and heating up a pizza. Or like we'd get home to our trailer
house.
Like
what he does now.
Well, yeah, so totally a little
minus
bit off the subject.
500 beers.
Yeah.
I'm just reminiscing my Justin and Amanda days and Cody. And I remember we touched base on this, I think, when you weren't here the last time. So I'm going to run this.
It's all right.
Just so you hear this story again, mainly for you, not like the listeners, because it's funny as hell.
Okay.
So Rump and I were at, he was bulldogging. So he's up in Billings at the Nile. And I had just started kind of talking to this person that I kind of, I don't even think I had even started talking to this guy at this point, but I wanted to go back. Oh, I had to go work. That's what it
was.
Yeah,
you had to go to work.
I had to go to work. I was working at the Dollar. So I was up in Billings at the Nile. I had to drive home after the Nile, Billings, like 100 miles or whatever. I had to go work because I was, you know, like manage the bar or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, Justin, he goes, hey, I just want to go home and party, but I'm up tomorrow. And I was like, I have a hell of a deal for you. I got to drive home after the rodeo tonight. I got to work. You can drink. We can get up in the morning, drive back up here for the perf in the Nile the next day. Okay, perfect. So needless to say, we get there. They don't need me to work. So Justin and I proceed to get hit square in the ass and hit Cooters that night. We hit all the bars that night.
Went to Cassie's.
Yeah, but that's what brings up the guy is that I had just like started talking to this guy from England that I ended up dating a little bit, and he was a dick. But the next morning, I wake up because I still lived in Cody. So I wake up and Justin had said, I'm going to be at such and such a house. And he kind of gave me a vague address. And I know Cody pretty well. I grew up there. So I went to like 4 or 5 of those houses. I'm literally like knocking on the door because I'm like, I can't leave him down here. Like it was in the fall. So it wasn't like his Oklahoma crew.
There's a trailer house with a number 6 on it. It's pretty easy to find.
There's like 18 trailer parks in Cody, and your which trailer park it was a little vague.
Number 6 is the number.
Yeah, well, I went to about 6 different trailer parks and knocked on number 6 like 7 times. Needless to say, wherever he was at, they didn't answer the door or he wasn't there. So I had to leave him there. And how did you even, because I never talked to you again.
No, I didn't get back for a couple days.
Yeah. I think by the time I was done working the rodeo, like, I kind of knew he was, I was just timing at the time. I wasn't secretarying, but I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Rumford probably is going to be a non-notified on this deal because he was supposed to bulldog in at the Nile the next night.
Went and stayed in Cody for a few days.
They'll have that. Sometimes you go to Cody and sometimes you just don't leave.
Sometimes Cody Cody and sometimes Cody does you.
Well, then I ended up at Sid Spohr's house watching bum fights on YouTube. That's when
bum fights.
Yeah, that's when I first got introduced to bum fights.
Yeah,
so what are bum fights?
It's bums fighting.
They'd go get two homeless people.
Well, that makes sense. I guess I could. Yeah,
that's the gist of it.
They would get two homeless people and say, "Here's $500. You guys fight. Whoever wins gets the $500." And they'd find two tweakers and.
It's pretty terrible, but that's it's entertaining.
As hell.
So yeah, Sid Spohr, the team roper. Actually, I think he's in the top 20 right now. He used to hang out with him and Dylan Parker. And,
oh, Sid is fantastic.
Yeah,
he's a good friend of mine from that town.
So you go to Cody and like when Sean was up there and. There's always something to do. There's always somewhere.
Sean Strickland, he lives here now.
Yeah, but when he was in Cody, like we had a really fun time. Like it was pretty laid back.
Battle. Yep. I need day sheets done.
Yep.
Justin, I need you have two acts to do this week. I need I need you guys to really finish strong. Okay.
I'm gonna do an act where I feature a traffic cop letting people out of this
Coliseum. Oh, my Lord. I listened dickheads. To that. Yeah. Have a good day,
have a
dickheads.
Good day, dickheads. That was actually funny.
Can you guys finish that like this? Finish this one, by the way?
Well, yeah, we're about to finish this one.
No, I meant like polish it off with have a good day, dickheads.
Oh, yes. Before we do that, though, hey, don't forget the Roper Arena special at Red River Arenas right now is going on.
Oh, yeah.
Go to redriverarenas.com and check them out. They've come on as a sponsor for the whole year. So I shared some of their stuff on our Instagram with me and Hambone. Red River Arenas, roping your own backyard. They got a, you know, they do a scholarship deal, too. So, I mean, it's not just buying an arena. They're helping kids, and they're a great bunch of people. They're actually on Rump Chat during the NFR this year. So, be sure to visit redriverarenas.com.
Red River.
Tell them the bone sent you.
Send the bone.
And where then, are they?
Coleman. Coleman, just Texas. Up the road. Coleman, Texas. Yep. Manscaped. Do you ever manscaped? Does Trent manscaped? He needs a manscape. Go to Rump Chat. Go to manscaped.com. Rump Chat 20 on the promo code. Get 20% off.
Yeah,
so really? Should I take that and get him a manscape? I don't really know what that is.
Do
but
it.
I mean, I know it's, the gist
it's a,
of it.
It's a, you know, it's a lawnmower.
It's
4.0.
You can use it on your ears as well. So, I mean, anything where there's hair.
Yep.
So anyway,
your back,
anyhow,
your arms,
my neck,
Amanda's
my
upper,
back.
Amanda's upper lip. So.
Oh, Billy Idol. We'll see you later, everybody. Whoa.
We were talking about 80s. Awesome. Yeah. It's a whole nother episode. Okay. All right, y'all. Spitzy.com. Rodeopatch.com.
Yeah, don't forget the website, rumpchat.com. You can go, all the merch is shipping in 2 days. So
it's legit. Rumpchat.com. It's legit now, and it's been legit. Everybody's been getting their orders in timely fashion. Who's the
only one? Billy.
Billy. Bye, y'all. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.